Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi there, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Luna, and today we're talking to singer-songwriter Ingrid Andress. Ingrid read us the story of singer, songwriter, actress, and philanthropist Dolly Parton. Go listen if you haven't heard it yet. Hi, Ingrid. It's nice to meet you. Could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Ingrid Andress, and I am a country music singer and songwriter.
What was it like the first time you sang in front of an audience?
The first time I performed on stage, I was a little nervous because I hadn't performed in front of that many people before. I had sang other songs that other people have written before, like in the shower or, you know, for karaoke, but I had never performed a song that I had written before. But once I got on stage and started playing my music, I felt so at home. It felt like I was supposed to be there, and I just got lost in my own world, and it was truly a magical experience.
So cool. So how do you write your own songs?
When I'm writing a song, I use my own personal experience to write lyrics. It's hard for me to write about things that haven't happened to me, and when I write songs, it's more to get my emotions out, because it's not always easy expressing how you feel, and sometimes music brings it out of you and tells the story better than if you were talking to a friend or to a family member. Sometimes there's something more special about putting a melody to your feelings.
Ooh, that's really nice. Okay, so you and Dolly Parton both make country music. Can you tell us what excites you about this kind of music?
I think country music is special because it tells stories that have been passed down from different generations, and there's something beautiful about learning about your past and bringing it to the present. And in country music, it can be happy, it can be sad, but at the end of the day, it's a story, and it's really about what happens in life and about what happens in the country.
Oh yeah, Dolly uses music for storytelling too. Did you grow up listening to Dolly Parton?
I grew up wanting to be Dolly Parton in various ways. Now I've learned that she inspired me to start as a songwriter first and then become an artist. That was something that, you know, a lot of times people just want to get up on stage and sing, but Dolly really inspired me when I was younger to really learn how to write songs first before I just popped up on a stage and started singing.
Do you have a favorite Dolly Parton song?
My favorite Dolly song is actually Dumb Blonde, because I am blonde and have often been mistreated in the music industry because of assumptions that people make about me. And that song really resonates because I don't think I'm dumb. And I write all my own lyrics, and it's just funny to me. This song really just sums up how I feel every time somebody speaks to me in a way that isn't appropriate.
That's so awesome. Are there any other things you and Dolly have in common?
I think her and I are similar in the fact that we just want everyone to feel loved and respected and appreciated. And we're not out here trying to push personal agendas or to try to, you know, offend anybody or put people against each other. I think at the end of the day, the two of us songwrite to bring people together instead of dividing people. And the more real you can be with your lyrics and the more personable they are, I think the more people you impact and help.
Oh, wow. That really proves how powerful lyrics can be. And last but not least, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
I think I'm a Rebel Girl because I really believe in what it is that I'm writing and doing, and just because I don't sound like everybody else in country music, I know that what I'm singing about is true to me, and I don't feel like I have to fit into a box in order to fit in. I think I would rather pave my own road and sing songs that I love than to pretend to be somebody I'm not just to fit in.
I like that. We all have something that makes us special. Thanks for talking to us about country music and songwriting, Ingrid.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Haley Dapkiss, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.